Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey, it's Michelangelo. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's time for one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Yeah, I can smell the turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce. Tomorrow's the big day when I eat my favorite meal of the year, Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm taping this on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and today is the big travel day. You know, Jack Armstrong told a story about flying last week, and he had run into a couple on the airplane, and unfortunately they were eating smelly food, and they didn't have good hygiene, and their behavior was just atrocious. Well, unfortunately for Jack, this isn't the first time this has happened. I found a clip from back in 2004 in which Jack describes going on a flight and there's a passenger that smells so bad that the other passengers were complaining. And you know, this is just a nightmare if you're stuck on a plane in a situation like this. So in this segment, Jack describes the situation and how it was handled. And back in the day, we took phone calls, including a call from somebody who works in the airline industry. She talks about how they handle these situations. So let's go back to 2004. When our own Jack Armstrong has a really smelly flight.
But my incident, not deadly, but certainly sickening on flying yesterday, got on a plane in Mexico City. There was a guy on the plane, a couple seats, two rows ahead of my wife and I, who was just rancid smelling. I mean, the stinkiest guy I've ever been around outside of a sporting event, like wrestling practice in high school or something like that.
El Stinko Grande.
He's wearing a tank top and flip-flops, oh. And he just absolutely reeks. He's all aglow as a guy, you know, who hasn't showered in
greasy days.
Overwhelmingly stinky. And everybody's looking around and talk about it, and people and kids are holding their nose and breathing through their mouths, and people are getting nauseous. My wife was actually getting nauseous. It was pretty disgusting.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can picture the scene.
Some people moved to the back of the plane because there were a couple empty seats, but some people didn't have the luxury of that, and he just smelled awful. There were complaints. So we get to Los Angeles, where we're going to transfer flights. Get off
the
plane.
Did anybody heckle him or anything? You smell! Stink! I mean, because you could duck behind your seat, kind of.
No, everybody was very polite.
Oof, yeah.
With the guy, other than talking to the stewardesses about, can something be done about this guy? Can you move him to somewhere? Can you tell him to wash him? So we get off the flight and everybody's on the way out. Boy, thank God that's over. Yeah, me too. That was gross. I thought I was going to throw him. In Los Angeles, there's a 2-hour delay between you go through customs and everything, get back on the same plane. That guy, I was hoping he was staying in Los Angeles, but he is flying to San Francisco Airport.
Oh, no.
SFO. And if you're listening right now, sir, you're a disgusting human being. You're the low end of the gene pool, and you need to do something about yourself. And you're making other people ill. It doesn't take a long time to bathe. It's not very expensive. Soap's very cheap. And when everybody realized that we were in the little waiting area and this guy was going to get back on, my wife and a couple other people who had had to deal with him, especially heinous ways, went up to the ticket agent and said, the last plane said that they could do something about this guy once he was off the plane. If somebody stinks that bad, you don't have to let them on the plane. That is a rule.
Mm-hmm.
They said that there's nothing we can do about it. It's a very touchy situation. My wife said,
"I
know it's a touchy situation."
Thank you, lawyers of America.
Right. My wife said, "I know it's a touchy situation, but isn't that what you're trained to do? Is handle these sorts of situations?" And they just said, "There's nothing really we can do." So they let this guy that stank so bad he was making people sick back on the plane.
Wow.
Thank God we were in the back and he was in the front, and the poor saps who had to sit next to him. We had the seat still next to us as the plane is filling up, and we're just thinking, "Oh my God, please don't let him be next to us. Don't let him." I don't know what I would have done. I couldn't have ridden for an hour and a half from LA to San Francisco next to this guy. I would have yacked. And you're right. It's absolutely a lawyer thing. If you held him off the plane saying, "Sir, everybody's complaining about how much you stink.
My client has a genetic body odor disorder."
Right.
God bless it. They're ruining America.
The same rights under the Constitution as non-smelly people. But it was just gross. I'd never had in a case that's extreme. I don't know what I would have done. If he'd have sat next to me and they'd have said, "We can't do anything about it," I might have had to get a next flight.
Yeah.
I just, it was disgusting.
A person can go nuts. I mean, with that sort of battering to your most basic human senses and the most basic animal parts of your brain, I'm not sure you could sit still and deal with it. Wow, what a terrible situation. Victoria, hi, you're on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I watched that show about airlines, and there was a passenger that was really offensive in the kind of holding area before you get on the plane, and people complained, and they made him go to the bathroom, and they gave him soap and a towel and a washcloth, and they went and they gave him clothes so that he would have clean clothes to wear.
Wow.
So that he was not offensive.
I can understand how it's a sensitive issue. Who decides a person is stinky enough that they should be barred from the flight?
Well, you do if you have to sit next to him.
You know, Victoria, I think you're right in a way. I think it's self-evident. If you get a handful of people coming up and saying, "We can't get on a flight with this guy, you can't let him on," that's how stinky you need to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's not the way we work things in America, though. I'll tell you, while I was in Mexico, Mexico is so clearly like America was in the 50s, economy aside, in terms of
hula hoops, roller skates, chubby checker.
Eisenhower as president. Chubby checker. But in terms of laws, they haven't decided that they need to protect everybody. I was walking down a sidewalk where a guy, they were hosing down the street in front of a store. It had just rained. So they're out there, they're hosing down a street with a hose. And some guy started to slip. And I thought, if he slips and cracks his head, I'm sure there's no way he could sue these people.
You ought to watch your step, senor.
It's slippery when it's wet.
Yeah.
You slipped and fell.
No kidding.
People aren't wearing helmets, riding bicycles. It's just, you know, they don't have all those crazy laws, including, like, you can smoke anywhere. That's one, personally, I enjoy in America, but I think that it's a bad idea. Just all these, there's no common sense allowed in the United States. Everything's legislated down or legalized down to a certain area, and I really like that freedom in Mexico.
That's nice.
I think you can sense it. I really think you can sense it.
I'd like to experience that. It's been so long. I've lived too long in California.
Michelle, and I think part of it would fit into this idea of, if a guy smells bad, somebody just says, "You can't get on the plane, you smell bad."
Why not?
Because you'd get sued.
How could you possibly, let's leave that aside for the moment. How could you possibly argue with that premise? How could anybody? And that's why I'm always railing against trial lawyers and the need for tort reform. We have gotten to the point in America where logic has been stood completely on its head. And we march to the beat of a drum we know is absurd. We all know it. We all sense it, and yet we put up with it because we feel powerless about it.
Joe and Jack have complained about lawyers controlling our lives for years. This segment was 18 years ago, back in 2004.
There are just so many things that can go wrong in the world, and I don't know if everybody needs to be sued into submission every time anything malfunctions or an accident happens.
Well, I know. Clearly no. Michelle worked for the airlines. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. What do you know about stink bombs getting on airplanes?
Well, one time we had this group of men, just three men, come off, obviously, an international flight, and they smelled so unbearable that they cleared the area. I mean, people were completely leaving the area. And we opened the doors, and it was just so unbearable. So we knew we had to do something. So we sent a guy over, you know, to talk to them, because we didn't, as women, we didn't want to go offend them. And he just said, you guys got to clean up. And so they understood. They went in the bathroom, and they cleaned up. It was still horrible, but, you know, it was a little more tolerable.
That's kind of how my wife describes my lovemaking technique. Still horrible, but a little more tolerable. But so you went ahead and addressed it. Tell you what, you had passengers crying, begging for mercy from this festering rat hole of a man, and you wouldn't do anything about it. That's wrong.
This was probably worse because people were saying, we are not going to go if you don't do something, because it was that bad. The air was thick.
Well, if he'd have sat next to me, I'd have been in that position. I'd said either he goes or I go, and they probably would have let me stay behind and let him fly. But
God, it was awful.
It was awful. And like you said earlier, they make you take off your shoes. You go through all these ridiculous hoops and jumps and things you have to do. They're going to let this guy get on smelling like that.
God. Dang it. Oh, I can smell it when I think about him.
I'm getting gaggy.
Was it merely BO, or was he uncleansed in general?
It's hard to say. It was the mix.
The round the world.
Yeah, God. Dang it.
Well, here's hoping that your holiday travel is better than what happened to Jack Armstrong. You know, unfortunately for Jack, he seems to find these strange people, or they find him. I don't know what the deal is. All I know is I'm hungry. I'm ready for turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and of course there's NFL football on Thanksgiving as well. So for myself and the entire Armstrong Getty crew, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and if you're listening to this on the Friday after Thanksgiving, well, I hope you're having a great Black Friday and that you've gotten some great deals. So have a happy Thanksgiving, full of joy and cheer. Try not to drink too much. And until next week, well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.